8:42, Galesburg's Morning News. There is, you look at the Orpheum Theater's website, galesburgorpheum.org, and the number of events between now and Christmas. Oh, my goodness. It's going to be not only a busy time, but it's going to go really, really quickly. And joining us, especially for those involved and involved in big ways, the interim executive director of the Orpheum Theater, Aaron Glasnovich, joining us this morning. Aaron, how are you today?
Hello, I'm well. Thanks for having me here. Well,
yeah, you bet. My goodness, there's so much going on. Well, I want to kind of do a recap on the October the whole thing with the Fright Night,
yeah.
The Orpheum After Dark. Was it a big success?
Hopefully, it was. Close to 100 people. We neared 100 for almost every showing. So somewhere between 75 and 90 people for each showing. And a lot of people we hadn't seen before, a lot of people that hadn't maybe been to the Orpheum in a while, and that's our goal. So it was a lot of fun.
Well, it's kind of a cool thing. I'm guessing part of the mission of the Orpheum is, I mean, people gave back to make it what it is again today, and mm-hmm. You know, maybe even better than it was. So you do so many things to actually give back to the community as well.
Right. We want the place to be accessible to literally everybody. We want it to be a place that people think about, that they are welcome to come to for anything, and whether they have cash or not to spend on tickets, we want to be able to host events that people can come to, and we're happy and proud to be able to do that.
So hopefully that means we're going to do this again next October.
I hope so too.
Yeah. I mean, because the Throwback Thursdays are a great thing, and that was a great idea. I'm sure you'll come up with more great ideas throughout.
There is another. I'll come back and talk about it when it gets closer. But we have something in the works for some more films very soon.
Good deal. I'm looking forward to that. All right. Well, lots going on, including this weekend. Of course, Friday night we had Andy Crawford in the other day to talk about the jazz night.
Oh, yeah,
going
the jazz residency, yeah.
So that's coming up Friday night. Again, that's free.
That is free, yes.
Another free one for the public. But then Saturday night, this is another one of those big artists that you've been able to get in. And Pam Tillis, big country star, is coming to Orpheum. Talk about that show.
Yeah, Pam is brought here by Grandstand Concerts. So they're bringing her into the Orpheum. And it's kind of another great example of how the Orpheum can be utilized by our tenants, whether it be a new tenant like Grandstand Concerts, or whether it be tenants that come every year like Dancer Studio, like you were talking about earlier, or Coral Dynamics, a lot of other local tenants. So, she'll be here on Saturday, and she's going to be playing with, I think, like a four-piece band. And so it'll be kind of intimate and really nice, and it's going to be great. We're excited about it.
Yeah, and she's, I mean, especially, I remember when I first started in radio back in the mid to late 80s, and she was pretty big back, especially late 80s and into the early 90s. She was really, really, really big.
So, yeah, We recently posted a video that the Grandstand Concerts had shared, and I listened to it and watched it, and I was like, oh, I remember all these songs. They really come back to you. So, and it's great that she's still out there touring. And I think actually for a while she was touring with Lori Morgan, who was here last year.
Yeah.
So that's kind of funny, but yeah, it'll be cool.
Now, is there an opening act for her? Or is it just going to be her show?
That I'm not certain about, but I assume that when Lori came out, I think it was just her. So I assume that Pam will just, you know, go out there and show her stuff on her own.
Well, I know somebody I know that from Peoria that's planning on coming. He told me he had tickets already and he was coming up.
Yeah, too, and that's one of the cool things about having these names that kind of reach, you know, further, is that we can really pull people in that maybe we've had a lot of people, of course, say, like, we didn't know there was a theater here in Galesburg. Like, you know, so truly are a little kind of gem here in the Midwest, and people from outside of the community can find out about us and come.
Absolutely. Aaron Glasnovich, the interim executive director of the Orpheum Theater, Pam Tillis coming up on Saturday night, and so many more things coming up. You mentioned something, this group that's bringing Pam Tillis in. This is actually an interesting thing. I mean, anybody, I guess I shouldn't say anybody can promote a show, but if you have an idea for a show, and I'm guessing you guys work with them and can maybe help somebody that if they don't know, if it's like, hey, I've got the money and I've got an idea to bring somebody and I got the connections to get them. I mean, just contact you and talk about it?
Exactly. And that's one of the cool things that we're able to do. And it truly is a great partnership to be able to do. We have the capability as the Orpheum, as presenters, to bring in things on our Orpheum Theater Presents series. Like, we've just brought the Phantom of the Opera Ballet. So those are things that we choose and we offer to the community. And then on the kind of other side of it is this tenant relationship. And it's really cool to be able to do that and to be able to truly, you know, we don't just say, you know, here's the venue, you come in and you do it all. Like, we definitely work hand in hand with these folks, and we throughout a process, and it's really neat to see it all come to fruition at the end.
So many things. Okay, Pam Tillis Saturday night, of course, the Knox Jazz Residency on Friday night. That's free. Caroline Davis and Rob Clearfield Quartet, free admission. That is at 7 o'clock this Friday. Pam Tillis at 7:30. Mm-hmm. And is that tickets for that still available for Pam Tillis?
Oh, yes, okay, yes,
so
definitely.
They can contact the box
contact
office or go online.
Office. And absolutely.
And okay, so then we fast forward a little bit out, Saturday, November 23rd, Knox Galesburg Symphony, Masterworks, Winds of Change, mm-hmm. and we'll get Vlad in to talk about that when the time gets near. Let's see. Oh, I've jumped ahead. Sunday the 17th, there's something before that. This is really cool.
Yeah.
Movie double feature coming up. Talk about that.
Yeah, we had a new renter come up, someone from the community come up, and Tom Rasmussen is his name, and he said, I want to show a double feature. I want to show two of my favorite movies, or my favorite Christmas movie, and then something completely different.
Interesting combination.
Feature. Exactly. The life and death here. So it's a wonderful life, A Night of the Living Dead, and it's presented by Light Chase Photography, and it is another free movie, and it starts at 2 p.m. with It's a Wonderful Life, and then we'll take a short intermission between that and Night of the Living Dead, so it'll kind of be a lot of fun.
So we live, die, and live, and then die.
Exactly.
Kind of in the same day. But that's another thing. Maybe you have a love for your comedian. Like, this sounds like a really cool thing. Say, hey, these are movies I love, and I want the community to be able to see what I love and take care of the cost of it. That's a really cool idea.
And that is exactly what his sentiment was. He wanted to share these films with the community and have something for everybody to be able to enjoy them. And we're really glad to be able to partner with him to do that.
So Sunday, November 17th, 2 o'clock, it's a double feature. It's A Wonderful Life and Living Dead, Night of the Living Dead.
Uh-huh. That's a great flick, too.
Again, such an interesting combination. One of the other cool things you work with, you got some of the local high schools that are going to mm-hmm. be doing their holiday shows coming up.
Yeah, Galesburg High School does their annual holiday concert. And then for the last few years, we've had United High School do their high school or their choir and band concert at the Orpheum as well. So there is no shortage of holiday cheer at the Orpheum at all.
Well, of course, Galesburg Express will be taking place on Saturday, December 14th. And during that, mm-hmm. of course, you'll be showing the Polar Express, too.
Yeah, we've done that ever since the Galesburg Express started. We did the Polar Express. And this year, we're showing two movies, two different movies. So we'll have the Polar Express in the kind of like a Throwback Thursday-ish, where we show it at 2 p.m. And then the National Railroad Hall of Fame does a train giveaway of a really awesome Lionel train set after that, and that'll be at the Orpheum. And then following that, we'll kind of reset, and in the evening, we'll be showing another holiday Christmas movie. And I believe on the Galesburg Express Facebook page, you can go and vote for your movie. It's a choice between White Christmas and Home Alone. So if you go to like the Galesburg Express page on Facebook and choose, and in the next, I think, week, we'll announce which one wins.
How do they not have Elf on there? Come on. No, that's okay. No, those are both great movies.
They are. Yeah, I'm excited.
So there's just so much going, so much fun. Erin Glasnovich, she's the interim executive director of the Orpheum Theater, joining us here this morning. Pam Tillis coming up on Saturday night. Tickets still available. You can check the Orpheum box office or go to their website and get your tickets as well. GHS holiday concert. They're the bands and choirs. That's free on the 17th. You mentioned United. Theirs is, when is United? Coming up on Thursday, December 12th. And then, we talked about the dancer studio, the Nutcracker, their presentation of the Nutcracker coming up on Friday the 20th.
Yeah, that's kind of it's become a staple around here at Christmas time. And it's actually a tradition for a lot of people that, you know, got to see the Nutcracker at Christmas time. And it's really cool, that this year, the Dancer Studio, who is another one of our loyal tenants, gets to put that on. Last year we had the Russian Ballet Company come in, but it's really neat to be able to see more locally produced version of that. And they do a really wonderful job. Their students are very, very talented and dedicated and excellent, and that's always fun to see at Christmas time.
Do you think Tyler would stand out as a mouse again in the?
You know, it's funny. I heard you guys talking about that, and he was
8 when he did it last time.
I was in the Nutcracker. And I was a little mouse too.
Oh,
with a sword that fought too, which I was like, wow, that's so funny.
I bet you won your battle. He did.
Well, I did.
Maybe we can work it out to have the two of you in there again. What do you think, Tyler?
I mean, I kept trying to win, and I kept getting in trouble.
You kept getting in trouble for trying to.
Well, I wouldn't go down without a fight. And they're like, no, you lose this fight.
Yeah, okay.
Fine.
But it's called acting.
Yes, exactly.
There you go. All right. So so that's coming up on Saturday, December 20th. Again, the Nutcracker presented by the Dancers Studio. Then another thing, and we'll talk more about this when the time draws near for this. This has been how many years now, the live radio play?
This will be the sixth year.
Sixth year, okay.
Yeah.
And mm-hmm. this is going to be really interesting and a little bit different than you've done in the past, because you're actually going to be participating.
Yeah, I'll be in it again.
Uh-huh. Okay, and our own Mandy Balzer, who works with us, she mm-hmm. does our creative services here. She'll be in it again. Our former news director, Tyler Bachman, who's done it before,
yes.
he's coming back
he's
down
coming
to
back.
Participate. But this is going to be different because all of you participating don't know what show you're doing yet.
Right, yeah. So the radio play is built with old-fashioned commercials and music, and it's got all of these little pieces, but there's usually a central story, whether it be It's a Wonderful Life. We've done that in the past. Last year, Tim, my colleague, and I wrote. We adapted an old Christmas story to use. But this year, Tim is putting it together again, and he's not telling any of the actors what that central story is. So what's going to happen is, especially since we have Dancer Studio the night before radio play, we are going to meet on Saturday morning, and we're going to get the script for the first time, and we're going to have some rehearsals during the day, and by the evening, we're going to do it all together just like they would have with a real radio show.
Well, yeah, and that's the thing, man, because you'll have scripts, because you guys are reading off scripts, because it's like a live studio audience for mm-hmm. a live radio play, mm-hmm. And like you said, with A Wonderful Life, it wasn't just the story of A Wonderful Life, it was the behind the scenes and everything that went on during the production of the radio play.
Yeah, exactly, yeah. exactly. We've got the actors on the stage, we've got the Foley artist, and all of the, accoutrements that are making all of the sounds happen. Uh-huh. And see the radio magic happen right before your eyes and participate as a studio audience. And when the applause sign goes up, you applaud and an on-air sign and all that. So it's really cool.
That's going to be that's actually going to be fun. I'm sure we'll also get Tim in. But, I mean, yeah. there's only so much you can say, though. Here's when it is. I can't tell you what it is, though. It's just going to be good, and it's going to be fun.
Absolutely.
I'm guessing you guys are really looking forward to it, because that's good. It might be a little bit nerve-wracking, but it's going to be just something completely different for your whole process of preparing.
Yeah, and I'm really excited about it, because like I said, it's very similar to how it would have been for a group of professional radio actors, and we've gotten to a point where all of the actors that are participating have done it at least once, if not numerous times before, so we kind of know how it goes, so we can feel relatively comfortable just kind of stepping in and rolling with it, and it should be a lot of fun.
Just like Galesburg News, we just, Mornings News, we just do
just
it on the fly.
You just gotta go, yeah.
We just do it. We come in and we just open the mics and start talking.
Exactly.
Aaron Glasovich is the interim executive director of the Galesburg Orpheum Theater. So much going on, and this, again, this is just now until Christmas.
Right.
This isn't counting. We're not even getting into next year
right.
yet. There will be tons of stuff going on, and red carpet series and all those type of things. So just tons of things going on. It all starts, again, upcoming this weekend, Friday night, the Caroline Davis, Rob Clearfield Quartet, part of the Knox Jazz Year. That's free admission, 7 o'clock Friday night. And, of course, coming up on Saturday night, an evening with Pam Tillis. And that's 7:30. Tickets still available for that. We'll get more on the Knox Gilder Symphony Show coming up on the 23rd. And, the movies coming up on the 17th. Just mm-hmm. so much going on, my goodness. And of course, available for private rental. I know it's a busy month. I mean, you got to call ahead to get, if you're thinking about a wedding, maybe next summer, next fall, maybe you got time.
Yeah, we just did a bridal show with Sabrina's, and talked to a lot of people about not having much really idea that you could do weddings or other things at the Orpheum. So it's a great venue for lots of things. So yeah, give us a call. Send us an email. We'll talk about it.
I know in the past people have had like holiday parties there too.
Yeah,
which
absolutely.
Is a great venue and
mm-hmm.
meetings and whatnot. So
sure thing. Yeah.
Just get on the schedule. All right. Anything else we need to know about what's happening at the Orpheum?
No, just always, as always, like our Facebook page to keep updated with that. We have an Instagram. We have a Snapchat. All that good stuff. So keep connected with us. We're constantly updating that. So if you want to keep in the loop, definitely follow us.
Yep. And you can always check the website as well. But mm-hmm. if they follow you on Facebook, you'll keep up to date with all
Absolutely.
The things happening.
Absolutely. Yeah.
All right. Aaron Glasovich, always appreciate your time. Thanks so much.
Thanks for having me.